855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about quitting your job or gun restrictions. Those have been the two topics that we've heard about thus far tonight, and you, of course, can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And we'll, of course, continue with your calls. Coming up, we'll get back into the 10 reasons why you should leave your job. That, according to James Altucher, who is one of the authors over at LouRockwell.com. We, I think, got through three of them in the first hour. We'll continue with those here in moments, but we're going to the phones first and to the fun. Let's talk to Greg listening in Cincinnati. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. I wanted to address something that a caller said last night. I think his name was Ice.
Yeah.
I was talking about slavery, race relations, et cetera. And thought it was a pretty productive conversation, and an interesting conversation. But I got frustrated by one thing that he said that I hear a lot. Now, I consider myself to be a rather sensitive, open-minded person, but this one I just don't get. He said something along the lines of, "I see all these libertarians, and they're just a bunch of white men." Now, you didn't really address that point per se, but what does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? Why did he bring this up? Is that to imply that we're all just subtly racist? And why is this always used as a point against someone or against a group of people? I mean,
okay, well,
explain this. I mean, why is that a bad thing? Why does it have to be a bad thing?
Well, first of all, I don't think there is an implication that there's racism going on. I think it's an observation, and it's a valid observation. It's an observation that I can also agree with. I've seen that in my time in the liberty movement, that it does tend to be white males that make up the majority of the population of activists here. And is it a bad thing to not be diverse? Is that what your question is?
No, it just seems to be just the general point negativity, just period. And people just tend to just accept that as, well, it's just a bunch of white males, and then that's it. Well, so what? I mean, I agree that tends to be what it is by far. But you hear this all the time, well, the only people that fail are a bunch of rich old white men or whatever. Okay. I feel like there's this sort of implication of trying to scare another person into something because you're bringing up the fact that it's just a bunch of white people, and therefore, I mean, I don't know. Am I being too over the top and sensitive here? I mean, what was he really? Why is that an important thing for him to bring up? And I'm not entirely sure that it brought anything to the table. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, first of all, I would say that the ideas are the most important thing. I subscribe to the non-aggression principle. You people should be free to do what they want to as long as they're not harming anybody else, and I love it. And I don't need anything more than that. I don't need to have a rainbow coalition with me, but I would prefer to have that. What was can either of you guys help me out with the context of Ice's comments? What else did he have to say?
Right, you weren't here last night. So Ice had called in to critique us for not delving deeply into what slavery was like. We had had a conversation on Saturday night that he was referencing where I had opened the show out by talking about secession. That led into a discussion about the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln and his position on slavery. And we just... I just didn't feel like we had the ability or the need to go into the details on how horrific of a thing slavery was, because I felt like, when we talk about the Holocaust, we don't have to go into the details of how, the various different ways people were tortured to know that it was a horrible thing. But he felt that the topic of slavery deserved more discussion. So he certainly got it because he called in. And that's what you can do with Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. But, Greg, I really wanted to address your issue about what's the big deal of, the observation that it's mostly white males involved in this movement. I think it is kind of a big deal because having a diverse movement attracts more people. Having people look differently. Unfortunately, we still live in a world where, looks matter to folks. And, having people that look differently to one another can make us look like a diverse group. And, it, you know, Liberty is a diverse group when you really start to look. There are people who are black and Hispanic and female that are involved in, you know, the Liberty movement, Asians as well. But, you know, the percentage-wise,
the percentages aren't there. Wait a minute. There's Asians?
I know there are.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
No, I definitely share your value there. I mean, believe me, yeah. I would love to see more minorities, women in the Liberty movement. Believe me, I would love that. But when it's used as this sort of implied negativity, as in just a bunch of white males, you know, there, I just feel like too often people get away with that just being a point in itself. And it just irritates me because I think generally people are too scared to ask the question, okay, well, yes, I value diversity. We can agree on that. But why bring that up? And I felt like he was maybe to some extent sort of bringing this up just as sort of a strike against us.
It is an easy shot. I think the reason why is it's an easy shot to take. Because you don't have to critique the ideas. If you can just say that, oh, well, you know, you're just a bunch of white guys hanging out together, you barely even have women involved, which, of course, in the Free State Project, I think the levels of females being involved are higher than, like, the average Libertarian Party. But it's an easy shot to take. It's something that someone can, it's a shot you can take just simply by observing. You know, you don't really have to critique anybody's ideas or thoughts or really have to come up with some valid critique of the movement. It's just something that's it's the low road, basically. And I don't know if that was I don't know if it's necessarily that somebody was trying to or that ICE was trying to take the low road. It's just an easy critique, and it's one that we have no defense for. You know, there's no real easy answer like, oh well, how come more you guys don't have a more diverse movement? I don't know. I mean, the ideas aren't bad. They're moral, they're practical, they're really solid ideas that are, in my opinion, the best ones that we can possibly adopt as a society and a world and culture.
I just think it's unfortunate that what I'm saying, I mean, it just sounds so cliche, to be honest with you. This whole, well, you know, it's also racist against white people. I mean, okay, come on, that's pretty old, and you, frankly, you sound like one of these typical, you know, Republican radio type people. People just call up and complain about whatever. And I feel like that's such a, that works against these types of conversations. You know, we should be having, we really want to have healing, understanding conversations. How is it that the question I'm asking sounds like such a cliche, stereotypical, kind of naive, sheltered Midwestern type of thing to say? And I think it should be an okay question to ask. And, you know, listening to the conversation last night, you know, you sort of get the sense I wouldn't have challenged this guy in this question. You know, he was making his point. He was on a roll, and you know, it just doesn't seem appropriate. And how do you change that? I don't know, but it saddens me that we just sort of don't ask the questions like that, I guess.
Greg, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnny Ray, any additional insights on that issue?
An idea half baked in my head that I hesitate to bring out into the open because I'm about to endorse, not necessarily a bad thing, about to endorse Julie Borofsky, the token libertarian girl.
Endorse her in what fashion?
The video that she made that brought her, that put her on our radar. Why are there not more women in the libertarian movement?
Okay. A very controversial video.
Yes. She said that we needed to make libertarianism more mainstream.
I agree with her there.
I do, too. And I'm wondering if ladies are less courageous than men and willing to go against the grain.
Ooh. Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't necessarily want to say that out loud. Ladies, what do you think about that? 855-450-FREE is the reason why, or one of the reasons why, you know, there aren't as many females involved in the Liberty Movement as males is because women in general aren't as courageous.
Because aren't there loads of Republican ladies and Democrat ladies?
I don't know. That's a thing I can't really comment on because I've never really been involved in any meaningful fashion in the Republican and Democrat
parties. I have
parties.
To imagine that the ratio is more even.
I believe there are more ladies involved in the Green Party based on my experience in knowing some Greens. I've certainly known, you know, in my experience knowing Greens, a number of them were female. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you would like to answer Johnny Ray's inquiry and or talk about whatever's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE is the number. Your thoughts on the diversity or lack thereof of the Liberty Movement are certainly welcome. And Johnny Ray made kind of an outrageous, possibly outrageous statement right before we went to break, suggesting
through a bomb
that maybe there are more men than women in the Liberty Movement because women aren't as courageous. I don't think I agree with that. 855-453. I've also asked the question on Facebook and Twitter, so we'll see what our online audience thinks about it. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, want to let you know about SACL CAI. They are the sponsor of those toll-free lines. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections as well as early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you'd like. You don't have to necessarily respond to Johnny Ray's question or his point. Are you suggesting that women are less courageous than men, Johnny Ray, with that statement?
I'm supposing it. How's that?
Obviously, you've kind of got the historic example, this thought that, you know, men are supposed to protect women, and, you know, women are the, you know, weaker physically of the species. And I think that there's no doubt, in my mind, that that is all true.
I think men are more likely to get tied up in matters of honor, you know, personal honor and taxation, to pay taxes, to bend over and take it, or to lay on your back and smile into the face of the tyrant as you take it, is a very dishonorable feeling, and I think it galls men maybe more than it does women.
I wonder about that. I don't think it takes much courage to be involved in the Liberty Movement, though. I mean, as far as, you know, most of the people in the movement aren't doing anything that particularly will put them at risk. And generally, you know, helping out a political campaign is a fairly low-risk activity, and that tends to be where, you know, most people kind of get their feet wet in the world of doing activism, is with the safer stuff. You know, and I've seen plenty of courageous females stand up, and, you know, Lauren Canario is a great example of that, somebody who's been arrested probably more times than I have for doing civil disobedience. She's definitely one of my inspirations.
She told me once after the first, I think, two Free Talk Lives I did, that she liked me as a host, and that was one of the best afternoons that I'd had in a long time, just having her tell me that.
That's so sweet. So your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Let's go to Chris. He's listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had originally called in to talk about the recent gun laws that were just signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York, but I kind of want to address the previous caller's comment about the majority of libertarians being rich white men. I mean, most of us...
I don't think he said they were rich, because that hasn't been my observation.
Well, that has been, like, an observation that have been made at least by a number of leftists, and
okay,
you could say, you know, the white men thing. But, I mean, most of us, despite our self-proclaimed mastery of economics, are far from rich, let's face it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know those rich libertarians. If I did, I'd be hitting them up for some kind of donations or selling advertising to them.
I'm waiting for the wealth shift from the dollar holders to the Bitcoin holders.
That would be nice. But yeah, right now, most of the libertarians I know are, you know, they're not living on the streets, but they're also not wealthy in any way, shape, or form.
Right on. You know, but it is true that we are mostly white men, and the fact of the matter is that most politically involved people are white men, and we're a minority movement based on property rights. Then it would stand to reason that demographically we tend to be made up of property owners or people who at least expect to be property owners. You know, I agree with Johnny that men are more likely to stand up, and I feel that is our proper role in society, but I don't think that it's a demographically incorrect thing that as a minority political movement, most of the people that are involved in this are white men at all.
I think that, you know, it's pretty clear that it's white males. But why is that? I mean, you're saying that all politics, it's that way. I don't know. Have you ever been involved with the Democrats or Republicans? Was that your experience there?
I was, you know me, and it's Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
I was actually a congressional candidate, and I ran
for the
I attempted to run with the Republican Party at
okay.
first, and most of the people who were involved were white men.
And I could see why that would be the case in the Republican Party, because they've kind of got that that tinge to them as well. But what about the Democrats? What about the Greens? Like I said, my experience with Green Party members is they do tend to be more likely to be female in the Green Party. And that's, you know, it's, well, a limited experience. Granted, it's, you know, the ones that I got high with when I was growing up.
I apologize for talking over you.
Go ahead.
But the Green Party, you know, is basically, they lean towards these things that are illogical and tend to lead towards emotion. And I think that, you know, with all due respect to the women in your audience, I do believe that women are more emotional than men are and allow emotions to lead their ideas more, and that is probably why you see more of that there. Libertarians really tend to lean towards logic and trying to rationally resolve these problems, as opposed to saying, hey, I want you to make this knee-jerk emotional reaction to something, and that's not to discredit women in their entirety, of course, but I do think that there's a tendency to lean towards that.
Appreciate the thoughts there, Chris. Tell me what you think about the gun control situation over there.
The gun control situation, Ian, as you're aware, I had moved to New Hampshire earlier last year. I came back here looking for a job, and I had some good economic opportunities here, but I'm ready to cut my pay in half just to leave this place, because I'm terrified of what the legislature is doing here. They're absolutely to a point where they're saying, look, you have this property in your home right now. This property is now illegal. It has been signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. And if you have things in your house that were legal 5 hours ago, they are no longer legal. And I
hold on a second. Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Now, in the news I had seen, it was passed by the Senate. You're saying it has now been signed by the governor, so this is law. But the caller who called in first about this tonight said it wasn't going to go into effect until next year. Are you saying this is instantaneous?
You have a year to sell these things outside of the state. You have a year to get rid of these things.
Okay.
But they are... These are the time limits that they have set up, but they have basically turned us all into criminals by owning anything that is within this bill, and we have to get rid of our property now, and that is disgusting to me.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So basically, you've got a year to either bend over or get the hell out.
Yes, and I want to get out. I'm not into bending over.
I heard you, Chris, and I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for the inside scoop. Apparently, a governor's signing this bunch of registration of these laws. We'll tell you more about those coming up here in a moment. Thanks for the call, Chris Cantwell. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Carlos, on our Facebook profile, says, diversity is secondary to the principles of liberty and non-aggression. Minorities should be willing to join the liberty movement first and work on creating or increasing diversity afterward. 855-450-FREE. Free. And the question I asked Johnny Ray, I haven't looked at any of the answers yet, but they're coming in quickly, about women being less courageous than men, as per your suggestion.
Supposition.
We'll get to that here in moments. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Dial in toll free about anything.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, the toll-free number here. We're talking about, once again, the age-old discussion, at least within the liberty movement, as to why it is that things are not as diverse as most of us would like them to be. The focus has been recently on males versus females, but it's also, you know, whites, blacks, Hispanics. The liberty movement does tend to be a white male movement. I don't agree that it's a rich white male movement. That's never been my experience in this movement. I know that there are, supposedly are people out there that have money. I've just never seen them. Down in Florida, where I'm from, you know, most of the guys that were involved in the party weren't particularly wealthy. I mean, you know, there were a couple guys that seemed to be doing all right for themselves, like middle class, but I wouldn't necessarily call any of them wealthy, or at least if they were, they weren't flashing it in any way, shape, or form. And then, of course, you know, I think that it's just generally a white male movement, and it disturbs me that it's that way. I wish it weren't that way, but I don't know how to fix that. And I think that Carlos's suggestion over on, Facebook, is that the message should be first and foremost. Obviously, you know, we can't change the message. Liberty is what it is. It's your ability to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. Race, height, gender, eye color, that doesn't come into the picture. It doesn't come into the discussion. So the only question is, why has this message not been, you know, perhaps penetrated as effectively into, you know, the female realm or to the, the world of, the black community or Hispanics, for instance? What will it take to get the message to become more effective in those other areas? And the question that had been asked on Facebook was, are women less prevalent than men in the movement because they're not as courageous? This was a suggestion that you made, Johnny Ray. I don't know if you necessarily believe it, but that was a question that you had asked, and we'll give you your answers here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about BitInstant.com. Johnny Ray, you have used BitInstant.com, correct?
I always use BitInstant.com.
I also am a user of BitInstant.com because it's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Now, BitInstant, you know, this is new territory, this whole Bitcoin thing. Bitcoin is a brand new currency. It's only been around for 2 or 3 years at this point, and it is already the most valuable currency in the world. When compared to all the state currencies out there, the Bitcoin knocks them out of the ballpark. And with something brand new like this, it's going to be kind of a bumpy road. So BitInstant, at one time, had 30 countries in which they were doing business. They only have 10 countries now. And I don't know why that is. I think there was some sort of a crackdown in Canada. At least I've heard rumor about this. Apparently people in Canada now actually have to buy their bitcoins from people in other countries. So that's, you know, one way that if you're in Canada, you have to connect with somebody who can get bitcoins in their country. It's still doable, but I guess some of the countries have tried to really crack down on providers like BitInstant because they're doing something really valuable. They're allowing you to get around, or do an end run around the currency controls. They're allowing you to get around the banking system, to avoid all of this entirely. And that's a threat to the system. So it figures that they're going to target a company like BitInstant. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to use them. If you can use them in the 10 countries in which they operate, you should. And in fact, maybe you could transfer some money for some people over in Canada or wherever else they want to get some bitcoins.
Sure.
and offer a service to folks. Because the state's pretty good at targeting individuals and companies, but they can't target Bitcoin because Bitcoin is completely decentralized. You can still have bitcoins in Canada. It's just they're trying to make it more difficult for you to get them through a company like BitInstant, because BitInstant really does make it fast, easy, and safe to get bitcoins. I've done it. Johnny Ray's done it. Go to BitInstant.com. You can select your method for funding the account, which can be as easy as walking down to the local CVS or Walmart, putting money into a cash register there, and then you end up with bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet when you get home.
Yep. Again, that's how I always do it. I always go to CVS.
So, BitInstant.com. Go and check them out. And if you don't know about bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to begin learning more. Now, let's get to the question, Johnny Ray. The question you had asked about women being less prevalent in the movement due to ostensibly perhaps being less courageous.
Morgan, less concerned about matters of honor.
Morgan on Facebook responds, please tell me that was a joke.
Not a joke.
Andrew Steele says he's going to get called out this weekend on Ladies in Keene.
Word.
Brandon McNaughton says, now I like, this is an interesting comment. He says, I don't think it's a courage issue. If anything, it's more of a social engineering issue. Women receive far more intellectual pressure from agents of the state than men do. Typically, unless the woman has a very impressive mental fortitude, it can take some time to break through that wall.
I'm a nature over nurture guy.
What do you mean?
I mean that social engineering won't turn a woman into something that she was, that won't turn her into something besides a woman that she was always going to be.
Chris Bates says, yes, that's correct, that women are less courageous than men. Anissa says, no, less political maybe. But why is that? Why, Anissa sounds like a lady. It looks, from this little tiny picture, looks like a lady. Why would it be that women are less political?
Well, I would say politics is a foolish endeavor. So women in that regard
are smarter. Yeah.
But libertarianism is not necessarily, especially my kind of libertarianism, is not, I don't like to think of it as being political at all.
Jay Freeville says, if men were as courageous as they should be, there wouldn't be any need for a liberty movement.
Word.
Tend to agree with that. I think the lack of courage is a human issue. I think that most people don't have courage, because it's scary to stand up for yourself. There's consequences for that, and we've seen the examples of it. You know, like we were talking about earlier with a guy getting taken out in handcuffs during basic training because he was calling it quits.
Yeah, after I told you that story, I was reflecting to myself, and I was watching that happen in my head. And at the time,
what were you thinking?
I was just stunned, paralyzed, numb probably, exhausted and dripping with sweat and not even thinking about anything at all. But now that I think about it, I think it took a lot for that skinny little kid to do that.
Absolutely, especially not really knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Ten, what the worst could be, and the worst could be that they just decide to beat you to a pulp. Maybe you end up dying in the process. That's always the worst case scenario when it comes to disobeying the state. And most people have a drive to live, and so therefore would be more likely to just kowtow.
Yeah, I was in a kinder, gentler Marine Corps.
Annette Perel says, I've been fighting the city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania for 6 years. I would say each person is different. I am persistent and will not give up. Chris Bates says, Johnny Ray is white. Or excuse me, right.
It's synonymous.
And I am a white man. All right, so I already gave, he already answered once, so we're not going to give multiple answers from people here. Let's see, Adam Keller says, Johnny Ray is one smooth operator. Zach and Sergio Bowman says, I think there's social pressure on women not to be political. I don't think it's a male-female paradigm. I think it's a submissive-dominant issue. Whether one gender is usually, but not always, one or the other is a matter that could be debated for years.
I think it's quite the opposite. Just like in the talk radio world, growing up listening to talk radio, it seems like every show was getting like a female producer on or a female co-host in order to bring in the female listeners, and I'm certain by my lights it must be that political parties are trying their hardest to get ladies involved and active. So he's all wet on that one.
Zach also says, give the guy a break. You guys aren't on live radio, and sometimes thoughts don't always get formulated how you intend. I think he means we are on live radio, because we are. Missy Wilson says, maybe women are too busy taking care of children, their aging parents, in-laws, family finances, and running the home to bang out angry blog posts.
Child rearing is the easiest thing in the world.
Don't know if that's the case, just a thought. 855-450-FREE. Are you being facetious, Johnny Ray?
Yes.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts, you can share them with us and everybody that's listening. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can answer the question that Johnny Ray had thrown out there for discussion about women versus men. Why is it there are more males in the liberty movement, for instance? Does it have to do with courage? Are women less courageous than men? What are your thoughts on that? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you on our website. We give them away to you. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, because there are women in this movement. There are women who love the ideas of freedom. The Shrine of Female Listeners is a way to show that they actually exist.
If you want to see the world's most beautiful and courageous ladies, come to New Hampshire.
There are some lovely ladies all over the world that believe in the ideas of freedom, and many of them are on our shrine. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the ladies that are there. And if you are a lady listener, you can become part of the shrine by going, again, to shrine.freetalklive.com. The instructions and details are there at the top of the page. Now, have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? I'm with you. I think attorneys tend to be a waste of money. That means you have to do it yourself, and that can be a challenge. It can be scary. You know, once again, we're talking about courage, being able to stand up in front of a courtroom. It's an intimidating task.
Very scary.
But if you've got knowledge, that can help. And howtowinincourt.com can hook you up with that information. It's the course for people who don't have an attorney or don't want an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters, state or federal courts. It's the brand new and improved jurisdictionary course. It's now called howtowinincourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over a weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. You can go there, use their free tools, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. howtowinincourt.com. Let's continue with some of these observations from Facebook here. You can get your thoughts in on the phones if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. The question I asked is there any truth to this suggestion that women are less prevalent in the the liberty movement because women are less courageous than men? And let's see here, continuing with the Facebook comments. Rod Jackson says, I don't really have a context for that statement. It sounds unfair, but honestly, physical differences may be playing a role here. Generally speaking, in any given dangerous environment, women have more to fear than men, for more than one reason, no less. Considering that life without the state is perceived to be, and may well overall actually be, less safe and secure, it's plausible that might be enough to create the sort of difference in attitudes toward liberty that we see with the sexes. Although I don't think the average person comes across the truly principled let's get rid of the state message as their first encounter with the ideas of liberty.
No, I didn't.
No, the first encounter is going to be somebody like a Ron Paul or some liberty-minded politician that is to some extent going to, that person is going to not necessarily put the most principled message out there. It'll be just a smaller government message. But that comes back to the argument that has been made that women are more likely to be concerned with safety and have been told a story their whole life about how it's the government that keeps them safe, when, of course, there's all kinds of reasons why we're safer today, not necessarily because of the government. I think that, it's individuals who keep one another safe through the ability to own firearms and other weapons in order to defend oneself and one's loved ones and total strangers. The fact that, the people are around. The fact that good people are around keeps people safe. And my favorite example of that is Hurricane Katrina in the aftermath when they were forcing evacuations. You had a situation in which it was all law enforcement. There were a few stragglers, some folks that were, still in their homes, but most people had left.
Uh-huh.
And so it was two groups mainly. It was the law enforcement and the criminal element law enforcement and what people would perceive of as criminals who were actually doing robbing and, breaking into stores and things like that. So you had two sides. You had, two factions. The law enforcement, who some of them were actually going into stores and stealing things too. But nonetheless, there was nobody there to guard the stores like regular people. The store owners weren't there. The employees weren't there. The average people that are on the streets that are, going to be more willing to stop a purse thief or something like that, those people aren't around. And so you have more crime as a result, even though there was all kinds of cops everywhere. I mean, the cops were all that there were down there besides the other criminals. But yet there was plenty of crime, and the cops were complaining about being shot at, and the cops were in danger, and it was a very dangerous environment. At least that's what they would have us believe. Thankfully, I wasn't there, but that's what the news reports were.
Yeah.
And so if it were true that the police keep things safe, then why were things so dangerous down there? It's because it's not the cops so much as it is the average person.
If you think government employees who don't know you, politicians who don't know you, who've never seen you, who've never met you, if you think these people have more interest in keeping you safe than you do, then your friends, if you think they've got some incentive more than you to keep you safe, you're a fool.
Yeah. You just believe the stories you've been told. But people do that. They believe the stories because they're told so effectively. The story of the state is here to keep you safe. And even Rod, the commenter here, is not sure. He suggests that maybe we would be less safe in a more free world. And I don't agree with him for the reason I just gave, because it's the average person. The good average, because people are good. That's why life is good, because people on average are good. It's the average people that keep people safe. So I disagree with Rod. I think we probably would be safer because we'd have competing protection systems in the marketplace rather than a one-size-fits-all government monopoly system. But let's continue. Spencer says, the answer is no, that women are not less prevalent because they're less courageous. He says women are less prevalent because the liberty movement, he puts that in quotes, is all caught up in politics and electioneering, which is a purely abstract realm for applying liberty and appeals more to men, though still not to a majority, than women. This whole courageous thing and self-righteousness that comes from political activists, and by the way, you're not a political activist, Johnny Gray, that comes from political activists is usually about feeding their own grandiosity complex, though I don't know enough to say this applies to Johnny Ray, he says. There's nothing courageous about self-delusion and time-wasting. That's what politics are. It's a giant, archaic LARPing club. And I tend to agree with him that politics is a waste of time. I tend to agree, except in New Hampshire.
I'd like to jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
This segment, to the extent that it's going to be remembered, and this bit of the show is going to be remembered as me saying that women are not as courageous as men, and I'm okay with that.
Are you saying that?
No. In fact,
you were suggesting that could be a possibility.
That was the first way that it came out, and then I went on to say that men are more interested in matters of honor, however you take that to mean, or actually specifically how I take it to mean. And that is really more how I feel about it. I don't know if men are more right about that than women. I think there's a lot of ways you can choose to live your life and change the world, and you don't have to peel off your gauntlet and smack somebody in the face with it in order to show that you're right. You can, I don't know what, but basically what I'm saying is that men are they get piqued and galled when they're robbed and stolen from, and they act out.
They're more likely to respond in some sort of conspicuous way. Tony Bones says, I've given birth in a bathtub. Less courageous? Ha! She follows that up with, but in all seriousness, I know quite a few ladies that are active, locally even. I've not really noticed. Aaron Williams says, I consider anyone who can shove another human out of their private parts to be courageous. David Crawford says, my answer is going to be courageous. It's the answer no one wants to tell. The reason girls aren't in the liberty movement is the guys' faults. The guys are hideous. More hot guys equals more girls.
They need more guys like you, Ian.
So this is a petition to the hot guys. Join the liberty movement, says David. Your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind, certainly welcome. Although we've got another 7 of the 10 reasons to quit your job this year. We've got to get through those. We're going to do our best at that here coming up in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I think that we're seeing a shift with women in the liberty movement, at least in the Free State Project, because the best doers are coming here, and a lot of those people are female. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you and whatever's on your mind. More on the way, plus the remaining, as many as we can get through, of the 10 reasons why you should quit your job. Why James Altucher says you have to. Not just you should. You have to quit your job this year. We'll find out what those are in moments. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.